Dean Richards in for Bob Surratt on WGN, and we're going to get into a little conversation about getting you ready for the holiday weekend. Memorial Day, of course, is the day, this coming Monday, is the day traditionally we set aside to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for our country, and that should be first and foremost that we never forget. But it is a holiday weekend, and even though we are living in these extraordinary times, we do have a long weekend, and I imagine, people, and the weather's not going to be too bad this weekend. We have a little bit of rain that's going to scatter through, but for the most part, perfect weather to get out on the grill and do some cooking. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by our friend Matt McCormick, who's the Weber Corporate Executive Chef, and he's going to offer some ideas for you. But I also wanted to offer up some ideas for things that you can do for the weekend. I got to say, I've been doing regular cooking segments now on WGN TV. And these cooking segments have just taken off like crazy. People are really seemingly enjoying them. I'm getting so much feedback. And this week in particular, I've gotten so many emails from people saying, I tried your recipe this past Wednesday. I made Greek chicken and potatoes in a sheet pan. This is like the new one-pot way of cooking, just on a sheet pan. Four chicken breasts, cut up some Yukon Gold potatoes. There is a rub of spices and herbs that I mixed up in a food processor with some olive oil and rubbed it all over the chicken and the potatoes. And just put it in the oven for, it's like 30, 35 minutes, something like that. Internal temperature, 155 to 160 degrees to make sure that it's safe. But the chicken winds up nice and moist, yet crispy on the outside. The potatoes are beautifully done on the outside. This rub that goes into it, which includes things that you would expect like salt, pepper, oregano, thyme, but also cinnamon and nutmeg, a little bit different. Add a really interesting, delicious taste to the mix. Very thin sliced lemons all over it, so those kind of bake in with the chicken as well. And then I squeezed a little lemon juice over it at the end. You can do that in the oven, or you could do that indirect method on the grill outside as well. But I've been getting rave reviews, I got to say, for this Greek chicken and potato recipe on social media.
Dean, I think I speak for the entire morning show when I thought you were going to come and cook for us this past couple of days. We're disappointed you're not.
I have let you down in that regard. It's bad enough when I cook at the TV station. I'm essentially cooking on a Kenner Easy Bake Oven because, they have no equipment there. I have to bring in my own stuff for that. Do we have anything to cook here? We have just microwaves, I think, here, right?
Yeah, but they're really good microwaves.
Right. And I think one of us would have brought in a grill if you would have promised to cook. We could have done that in the PPG Paints green room.
Yeah, all right. I could have made it at home also, and we just warm it up a little bit here. Next time I fill in, that's what I'll do. I'll cook for you all the next time I come in, I promise.
Nice.
that's been the other thing about this cooking on TV thing. Our engineers at the TV station easily have gained 15, 20 pounds apiece. Because I'm cooking twice a week on TV with that. But if you want to get the recipe for the Greek chicken and potatoes, you want to see the video of me preparing it, WGNTV.com. I did some grilled pizzas a couple of weeks ago. Fantastic on the grill for the holiday weekend. It's one of my favorite things to grill. Grilled corn on the cob is maybe one of the greatest gifts that we have ever received. And then, of course, before the grilling process, after the grilling process, I thank Dave Ennett profusely every single time I light up the grill for telling me about the grill daddy. It's the brush that I now use to clean the grill that you put water inside of the grill. And so when you're scraping all the crud off the grill, the hot grill, you turn the water little spigot on and it steam cleans your grill.
Yep.
It's the greatest thing ever. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot recommend this enough. It's called Grill Daddy. Stores have it around the Chicago area, but it's the greatest way to clean your grill.
Yeah, I used mine last night.
Yeah, use it all the time. Matt McCormick from Weber Grill joining us after we take a quick check of the weather and a couple of messages. Steve, what's the latest?
Well, we're going to have some pretty good grilling weather this weekend with clouds today to start things off. Maybe just some isolated showers later. 72 for a high, but cooler at the lakefront. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 56. Partly sunny tomorrow, high near 79. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. On Sunday, partly sunny and hot. Chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high near 86. And then for Memorial Day on Monday, partly sunny with a 50% chance of showers and a high near 85. Right now, 62 at O'Hare, 59 at Midway. It's 53 at the lakefront.
In WGN traffic in Downers Grove, a crash at Butterfield near I-355 to keep your eyes open for. I'm Jen DeSalva from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
Hello, folks. Orion here again. And if you're in the market for a new Subaru, then Gary Lang Subaru is the name I trust. Right now, experience their touchless car buying system at GaryLangSubaru.com. Simply select your favorite Subaru model from their vast inventory, Legacy, Impreza, Forester, Outback, Crosstrek, or Ascent. Secure your financing, get an instant trade offer, and your car will be delivered to your door. Or you can schedule an appointment in their sanitized showroom. Folks, visit Gary Lang Subaru, just minutes away from anywhere on Route 31 between McHenry and Crystal Lake, or complete your entire purchase online at GaryLangSubaru.com. You can't afford to buy or lease a new Subaru anywhere else. And remember, if it doesn't say Gary Lang on the back, you probably paid too much.
As our healthcare workers are working tirelessly to protect our community's Resurrection University, and WGN Radio have been asking you to nominate your hometown healthcare hero. And today we would like to salute Yvette Ocampo, who has been nominated by Aziz Mansouri. Yvette is a hero to everyone around her, yet so humble, so down to earth. It needs to be recognized simply because of her drive to heal others. She cares so much about her patients and has a strong passion for nursing. Yvette truly is a hometown healthcare hero. So Yvette, from everyone at Resurrection University and all of us at WGN, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. And for anyone listening, if this changing world has inspired you to become a nurse, your talent is needed and your opportunity is waiting. Visit resu.edu, resu.edu for Resurrection University. It's amazing to be needed. 849, Dean Richards, for Bob Surratt. WGN, John Williams coming up after 9 o'clock. We continue talking about stuff you can eat for the holiday weekend. Matt McCormick is Weber's corporate executive chef. Matt, nice to have you on the show with us today. Thank you.
Great to be on, Dean. Thanks for having me.
So I don't know if you heard me talking about my TV grilling, my food exploits on the WGN TV morning news. I think pretty soon you should be able to hire me at any of your Weber Grill restaurants.
I'd love to get you in. You can come help me teach some grilling classes.
Well, I think I would like to take some of your grilling classes. What do you think that, you know, where are the places that people make the biggest mistakes when they're grilling?
You know, you mentioned the chicken you were talking about before that was actually making me hungry because I haven't eaten breakfast yet. but you mentioned that you could do that on a sheet pan, or you could do it in the indirect zone on a grill. I think, you know, we in the restaurant, we cook this way. And when we teach classes, we teach people to cook in that two zone method that you mentioned. I think that, you know, people have a tendency to just kind of, you know, spill the whole bag of charcoal onto the grill.
Right.
Dump a half a bottle of lighter fluid on there, light it up and you know, burn their food and run back in the house.
Yeah, they think hotter is better and more flames are better. You know what I saw someone do recently? They put some chicken on the grill. Direct method, which is a surefire way to burn your chicken outside and not have it cooked enough on the inside of the chicken. But what they also did was they put the barbecue sauce on right at the beginning, which is just loaded with sugar. That burns right up, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Always want to sauce your food with something that has a lot of sugar in it toward the end of the cooking process.
So let's, while in the few minutes that we have here, let's just talk about a few things that maybe people can do on the grill over the weekend. Can we start with something seafood? I'm thinking about doing some seafood on the grill tonight.
Sure. So a couple of different things that I like to do with seafood. If you get yourself some cedar grilling planks, it's a great way to do salmon or other fish. And I like to, light oil marinade on the fish. And then some salt. I like to keep the black pepper off because it tends to make seafood or fish look dirty. Mm. Soak your grilling plank, for at least an hour up to overnight. And then I put it right in that indirect zone, cooking about 400 degrees.
Okay.
Makes a really nice piece of salmon, and it's pretty forgiving.
And all you're doing is putting some salt on there.
Yeah, a little salt. If you have some herbs, lemon, all those flavors all work well. And then, we always like to lightly oil our food, never oil the grill, because if that oil spills into the grill, you're going to get some flare-ups and you can get, a little bit of an acrid flavor. And that oil on the outside of your food will help conduct heat, helps improve browning, and it also helps make your seasoning stick.
Okay, so all the seasonings, everything you're putting on beforehand, or you're putting it on after the fact?
I always like to season my food before I put it on, sometimes I'll finish with a little finishing salt.
Okay, all right. You know what I've been doing on my salmon? I just put a very light coating of honey mustard on it and bake it basically the way you're saying, and then at the end I either cut up, if I have fresh dill. I love to cut up fresh dill and put it on the salmon, or if not, the bottled fresh dill. But the mustard and the dill and the salmon is delicious.
Yeah, that's a perfect combination.
What else? How about some shrimp or scallops or what? Like, what are the best things to do with any of that?
So when I'm cooking shellfish like that, we're doing surf and turf virtual grilling class this weekend, so we'll be grilling some lobster tail. But the most important thing that I like to teach people is that moisture is the enemy of caramelization. So you want to make sure that your food is very dry and that you're putting it onto a hot, well-seasoned part of your grill.
Okay.
To get that nice caramelization so that you get a searing happening before you cook it all the way through.
Yeah, and this you're doing direct heat because the shrimp, the scallops, they cook up pretty quickly, right?
Yep, you got it. That goes right in that nice hot zone. You want probably 450 to 500 degree grill, and then I'm cooking shrimp or lobster to 145 degrees internally. I take my scallops to about 125 because I like them more on the medium rare side after having lived in New England.
Yeah, of course. How do you season?
Certainly a personal preference.
Yeah, how are you seasoning?
Again, I like to make a little bit of kind of an herb oil that I'll pull if I have tarragon or just parsley. Rosemary is always nice with shellfish. And then from there, it's blend that up and just kind of lightly coat your food with it. A little bit of salt or seasoned salt. Or if you have, a little bit of a rub. The Weber Classic Barbecue Spice goes real nice on some shrimp. You get a nice kind of smoky, sweet flavor.
Okay. All right. Maybe you want to try to get some steaks out there on the grill this weekend. I did some pulled pork last week, and oh, man, melt in your mouth. Melt in your mouth. If you take a look, go to Weber.com. They've got recipes for all this stuff. I know that you've got things going on. You were talking about these classes. Are those still going on now? Are you doing virtual classes?
So we're prime time into our Grill Academy season, where we would be doing, between our Lombard restaurant and Schaumburg restaurant, we would be doing a good 3-4 classes a week at least, which we're unfortunately not able to do right now. So we designed a virtual package that you can come to the restaurant, pick up all the prepared ingredients that have been set up for you, and then myself or one of the other chefs that's trained in grill teaching.
Yeah.
Goes onto a Facebook Live group, and we get you on there, and you can ask questions. You can cook along with the chef. We actually sold out our surf and turf class that's happening tomorrow at 2, and then we have a steak grilling class next Saturday at 2 p.m.
That's fantastic. So contact your Weber Grill restaurant for more info on that. And, of course, curbside and carryout is going on if some of the restaurants aren't even opening. You know, some of the restaurants are, some are not opening, but definitely curbside and carryout if you don't feel like doing the cooking yourself. Matt McCormick, Weber Corporate Executive Chef. Hope we can talk with you again soon, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Dean. It was great. Have a great day.
My pleasure.